Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, and today we're taking a look at the minor prophets of the Old Testament and asking God to speak to us through His Word. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome to day 15 of the minor prophets. Today we start with Amos. When the lion roars, Trent Butler once said, "God's judgment awaits any nation that forgets the basic rules of human decency. But it is even more certain when God's own people forget Him, His teachings, and all He has done for them." Our text for today is Amos chapters 1 and 2. The words of Amos, who was among the shepherds of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, "The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. The pastures of the shepherds mourn, and the top of Carmel withers. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Damascus, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing sledges of iron. So I will send a fire upon the house of Haziel, and it shall devour the strongholds of Ben-Hadad. I will break the gate bar of Damascus, and cut off the inhabitants from the valley of Avon, and him who holds the scepter from Beth-Eden, and the people of Syria shall go into exile to Kir, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Gaza, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they carried into exile a whole people to deliver them up to Edom. So I will send a fire upon the wall of Gaza, and it shall devour her strongholds. I will cut off the inhabitants from Ashdod, and him who holds the scepter from Ashkelon. I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Tyre, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they delivered up a whole people to Edom, and did not remember the covenant of brotherhood. So I will send a fire upon the wall of Tyre, and it shall devour her strongholds. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Edom, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because he pursued his brother with the sword, and cast off all pity, and his anger tore perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. So I will send a fire upon Teman, and it shall devour the strongholds of Bozra. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of the Ammonites, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have ripped open pregnant women in Gilead, that they might enlarge their border. So I will kindle a fire in the wall of Rabbah, and it shall devour her strongholds, with shouting on the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind, and their king shall go into exile, he and his princes together, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Moab, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because he burned to lime the bones of the king of Edom. So I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the strongholds of Kerioth, and Moab shall die amid uproar, amid shouting, and the sound of the trumpet. I will cut off the ruler from its midst, and will kill all its princes with him, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Judah, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they have rejected the law of the Lord, and have not kept his statutes. But their lies have led them astray, those after which their fathers walked. So I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the strongholds of Jerusalem. Thus says the Lord, for 3 transgressions of Israel, and for 4, I will not revoke the punishment, because they sell the righteous for silver, and the needy for a pair of sandals. Those who trample the head of the poor into the dust of the earth, and turn aside the way of the afflicted. A man and his father go into the same girl, so that my holy name is profaned. They lay themselves down beside every altar on garments taken in pledge. And in the house of their God, they drink the wine of those who have been fined. Yet it was I who destroyed the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and who was as strong as the oaks. I destroyed his fruit above and his roots beneath. Also, it was I who brought you up out of the land of Egypt and led you 40 years in the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up some of your sons for prophets and some of your young men for Nazarites. Is it not indeed so, O people of Israel? Declares the Lord. But you made the Nazarites drink wine and commanded the prophets, saying, you shall not prophesy. Behold, I will press you down in your place as a cart full of sheaves presses down. Flight shall perish from the swift, and the strong shall not retain his strength, nor shall the mighty save his life. He who handles the bow shall not stand, and he who is swift of foot shall not save himself, nor shall he who rides the horse save his life, and he who is stout of heart among the mighty shall flee away naked in that day, declares the Lord. The name Amos means to carry a load. It can also mean burdened. Amos carried a significant burden with him. He was overloaded with concern over the sins of God's people. This shepherd from the small town of Tekoa and a grower of fig trees was called by God to preach against the fruitless and sinful northern kingdom of Israel. God called Amos from ranching and farming to preaching. As we will discover, God takes this ordinary man and uses him in extraordinary ways. God called him for a particular task at a specific time. Scripture gives the time as in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. That was in Amos 1:1. According to 2 Kings 15:1 through 2, Uzziah, also known as Azariah, served as king of Judah for 52 years, from 767 to 739 B.C. According to 2 Kings 14:23, Jeroboam served as king of Israel for 41 years, from 782 to 753 B.C. The earthquake mentioned here must have been devastating because people were still talking about it 250 years after it happened. That's how long it had been by the time the prophet Zechariah began preaching, and he said in Zechariah 14:5, "And you shall flee to the valley of my mountains, for the valley of the mountains shall reach to Azal, and you shall flee as you fled from the earthquake in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah." So Amos prophesied in Bethel around 755 B.C. As Amos was starting his ministry, Jonah and Elisha were concluding theirs. To better understand the time frame, notice that Hosea was a contemporary of Amos. Later, when Amos concluded his work, Isaiah and Micah began their ministries. This time for the northern kingdom was peaceful, with no battles, only blessings. It was an economically prosperous time as Uzziah led the resurgence of Judah and Jeroboam expanded the Israelite territory. You can see 2 Kings 14:23 through 29 for that. Yet this time was also characterized by a growing period of Israel's wickedness, its oppression of the poor, and great corruption in its leadership. Amos addressed these evils in 8 prophecies from chapter 1, verse 1 through chapter 2, verse 16, 3 sermons found in chapter 3, verse 1 through chapter 6, 14, 5 visions, chapter 7, verse 1 through 9, 10, and 5 promises from chapters 9, verses 11 through 15. Amos chapter 1, verse 2 begins the pronouncement of the 8 prophecies of Amos with these words, "The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem. The Lion of Judah is about to roar on the northern kingdom of Israel. As a lion roars and then leaps on its prey, God will bring judgment upon his people." The prophecies occur as follows. Number one, the roar toward Damascus. That's chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. Number two, the roar toward Philistia. That's Gaza, found in chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. Number three, the roar toward Phoenicia. That's Tyre, and that's in chapter 1, verses 9 through 10. Number four, the roar toward Edom. That's chapter 1, 11, and 12. Number five, the roar toward Ammon, chapter 1, 13 through 15. Number six, the roar toward Moab, chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Number seven, the roar toward Judah, chapter 2, verses 4 and 5. And number eight, the roar toward Israel, chapter 2, verses 6 through 16. Notice the formula revealed in these roars. For three transgressions of Damascus and for four, these words are found in Amos 1:3, 1:6, 1:9, 1:11, 1:13, and Amos chapter 2, verse 1, chapter 2, 4, and chapter 2, verse 6. Every time the lion roars announcing judgment, you find this formula. Also notice that there are eight roars. What does the formula mean when it says, for three transgressions of Damascus and for four? It is God's way of saying, you have sinned one too many times. While God is patient and long-suffering, He will not tolerate sin forever. You can sin once too often. So every roar that sounds is revealed by this formula. And after each formula comes the literal fire of God's judgment. Notice the fire found in Amos chapter 1, verse 4, 1 verse 7, 1 verse 10, 1 verse 12, 14, and also in Amos chapter 2, verse 2, and chapter 2, verse 5. The only exception in the eight prophecies is Israel, which receives no fire. Amos chapter 2, verses 13 through 16 announces Israel's fall, but indicates they will be spared God's fire. Some questions to consider. How do you think Amos's burden over the sins of God's people impacted his preaching? How significant is the fact that God's judgment comes to Israel as a roaring lion? And finally, what are your thoughts on God's poetic way of saying, you have sinned one too many times? Thank you for joining us. Have a great day.